Dr. Gander, welcome to Quirks and Quarks.
Thank you.
First of all, how do you define misophonia?
Misophonia is a Latin term. Miso meaning hatred and phonia, sound. Misophonia is something unique for a particular set of sounds that evoke a particularly adverse reaction in people.
What kind of reactions do people do to this?
As is described by them, they have what's really a term most people know, this fight or flight response. And so they really either get very angry or they need to remove themselves from the sound source itself.
How common is it?
From other research, it seems that the prevalence can be as high as 20% in the general population. With an early age of onset in most people, it seems to be roughly around the age of 5 that many people can really begin to remember this sort of reaction to sounds.
Well, I have to admit, I think I have this condition because I absolutely hate the sounds, mouth sounds, when people are eating, if they're really sloppy, or a dog eating out of a water bowl.
Yeah, and they can be to a particular individual or set of individuals, but then in some cases, if it gets generalized, meaning other people generating these sort of interpersonal sounds can set you off. It can be quite debilitating, as you can imagine.
How did you go about studying it?
What we did is we essentially just put an advertisement on a website for a misophonia group within the UK and come for 2 days and one day do a sort of test of behavior and then the other day to actually get a scan of their brain.
Tell me about the experiment. How did you do it?
Right. So what we did on the first day was to bring people in and play a set of sounds to them, and we would ask them basically just to rate how annoying these sounds were for them. The different kind of sounds we played were sort of normal, everyday sounds, of environmental sounds that wouldn't be bothersome to anyone, including someone with misophonia. And then also some categories of sounds that everyone would also find sort of unpleasant, nails on a chalkboard kind of thing. But then also we also played a particular set of sounds that really set them off, basically, to have this so-called misophonic reaction.
What kind of reaction did you get?
So what we found was that really specifically for the misophonia group only, that they showed this heightened annoyance and negative reaction to these particular sets of sounds, so-called trigger sounds that trigger their reaction.
What were the trigger sounds?
Things like eating or chewing sounds or swallowing and things like this. And what we did on the second day was to then bring people back and we did some recordings of basically their brain activity and their bodily responses to these sounds.
And what did you find was going on in the brain and the body?
What we really found, and I think why this study is particularly exciting, and for a scientist, it's kind of a slam dunk, because we really found really clear results for the misophonia group as compared to the control group. So there was heightened activity in particular brain regions.
So you're saying that by hearing these sounds, the brain's overreacting, so it's making the body respond, a physical response?
Exactly. So then what we also then saw at the same time was that we also recorded something that's called popularly or commonly the galvanic skin response or a skin conductance response. So it's basically just like a palm sweating type of response. And they show this heightened response specifically to these misophonic sounds. And not surprisingly, we also found regions of the brain that are related to emotional processing also to be overactive when people heard these emotional sounds.
What parts of the brain?
So this includes parts like the amygdala, hippocampus, and another part of the brain in the frontal cortex called the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. And one last thing that I should comment that was quite surprising was that we found markers of what would be considered sort of permanent changes within the brain. And this was a change in the myelin content, basically the wrapping of the neurons or the wiring that surrounds neurons to basically help them pass information better. And we found an increase in this myelin. So really what it seems to show is that not only is there this overactivity, that there's this expressed different connection between brain regions in people with misophonia when they react to these sounds, that there's a permanent change in the brain that sort of supports this abnormal reaction that these people have.
So it's hardwired into the brain.
essentially it's become, yeah, exactly hardwired.
Dr. Gander, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Dr. Philip Gander is a Canadian researcher in the Department of Neurosurgery at the University of Iowa.